Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. The Trump administration is loosening crypto regulations, creating a more favorable environment for digital assets. Meanwhile, the CoinDesk 20 index reported a decline, with most assets trading lower, notably AVAX and Bitcoin Cash. Mantra has announced a token burn program following a crash in the OM token. Bitcoin's market cap is dwarfed by the global money supply surge, highlighting its anti-inflation appeal but facing trade tension pressures. Now let's get into the details. The Trump administration's deregulation could reshape crypto enforcement, reducing barriers for digital asset businesses. However, the broader crypto market remains under pressure, with AVAX and Bitcoin Cash dropping over 2%, according to CoinDesk. AAVE, on the other hand, saw a slight increase, highlighting a mixed market response. Mantra's OM token experienced a dramatic fall from over $6 to under 45 cents, prompting a token burn program to regain community trust. CEO John Mullen's explanation of exchange closures as a crash cause was met with skepticism, signaling potential underlying issues. Bitcoin's fixed supply continues to attract investors as a hedge against inflation, despite its price dip to $84,000 amid ongoing US-China trade tensions. This environment has led analysts to view Bitcoin more as a risk proxy, with its movements closely tied to the Australian dollar-yen exchange rate. In the regulatory sphere, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell advocates for stablecoin regulation, emphasizing the need for a framework to ensure consumer protection. Meanwhile, Binance is advising nations on strategic Bitcoin reserves, reflecting its growing global appeal. Eric Trump will headline the Consensus 2025 conference, discussing his Bitcoin mining venture, American Bitcoin, which aims to become the world's largest miner. This move signifies the growing involvement of political figures in the crypto space. Oppenheimer has revised Coinbase's trading volume forecast downward due to tariff-induced recession concerns, impacting its stock performance. Despite this, the firm maintains an optimistic long-term outlook on Coinbase's potential in tokenization and payments. AI's potential for fraud was highlighted by a deepfake video of ex-Binance CEO CZ, raising concerns about the misuse of digital likenesses. This incident underscores the need for regulatory and technological responses to such issues. Panama City has approved crypto payments for public services, aligning with global trends of recognizing digital currencies as legal tender. This initiative could pressure the national government to adopt broader crypto regulations. Family offices show a stronger preference for Ethereum exchange-traded products over Bitcoin, reflecting a shift in investment strategies within the institutional space. This trend highlights Ethereum's diversified investor base compared to Bitcoin's dominance. The Ethereum restaking protocol, EigenLayer, is launching a slashing feature to enhance security, addressing previous criticisms and reinforcing its accountability mechanisms. Finally, OpenAI's new O series marks a significant leap toward multimodal AI assistance, expanding the capabilities of digital interfaces in observing, acting, and handling tasks autonomously. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.